welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely terrific day, as always. It's busy down here in Florida, as we very much usually are, and it's actually very nice weather day. It's not raining, which is surprising. We had a lot of raining over a little bit last week and everything else, but other than that, we're doing great today. How are you doing today, Ben?
Oh, Austin, I'm doing absolutely I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I've got so much stuff to talk about today. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And, you know, it's funny to me because of the shell shock they're putting us all through. I mentioned this to you a few months ago. I'm going to mention it to you again. Back in 2004, we had three hurricanes come over our county in 6 weeks. Like every 2 weeks, we had another major storm. Every storm creating massive disaster. And it was kind of like you see the first storm and you get prepped for it and you look on the radar, you know, on the ocean and you see this other thing coming towards you, you think, oh gosh, not again. And it does again. And then you look at the radar again and oh my gosh, here comes another one. And you're like, and you get to the point where you get fatigued. I guess it's just disaster fatigue. And that's what they want us to do, guys. They want us to go to disaster fatigue just like they did with the shell shock in World War One. When they take you to disaster fatigue and you go, oh God, here it is again. Oh, more bad news, more this, more that. What it does, it opens your mind up to basically manipulation. And they learn that if it gets bad enough, people actually split their own personalities. And it was called shell shock. And they found out they could induce it. And then what happened is the Frankfurt School got a hold of this, and the Council on Foreign Relations got a hold of this, and the international bankers got a hold of this, and they realized if they continue to bombard you with negative news like 9/11, they can create a mass paradigm shift. That's what they did. They give us the Patriot Act, start taking our rights away, start groping us at the airports. That's been going on for 20 years now. And then all of a sudden we have the endless war in Afghanistan, and we get that unbelievably stupid George W. Bush, who I did not vote for the second time. I voted Libertarian on the second election, and he ends up just dragging us through countless never-ending wars and just huge amounts of issues. And then we get the gay Kenyan with this guy wife. And then they start talking to us about having men use the bathroom with little girls. And we have Fast and the Furious and IRS Gate and all the other stuff that goes on with the gay Kenyan. And yet we just sit back and we go, oh, wow. And then we have the never-ending mass shootings with the gay Kenyan and the never-ending tries to gun control us with the gay Kenyan. And then we get the nationalist in. And we think, okay, finally we got some voice of reason who wants to make America great again. We got rid of the gay Kenyan and his transgender bride, according to Joan Rivers, and now we got rid of them, and now we're going to put Donald Trump in with his ridiculously beautiful wife, who basically is a nationalist who loves God, who claims to be a Christian, and then we start seeing all the stuff with him. Then suddenly he starts pushing red flag gun laws. And on and on and on and on. And then we get the doggone Black Lives Matter stuff, which, don't get me wrong, black lives do matter, white lives matter, Hispanic lives matter. I covered this on Monday. Everybody's life matters. Of course, me just saying that's a racist statement, which is stupid because it's not a racist statement. But now here we are. And now we've got, you know, now we've got NASCAR fixing to run a Black Lives Matter car. And now they're telling NASCAR they can no longer fly the Confederate flags. Now they're telling NASCAR they're going to be policing this and all these other things, all these rules they're making up. And what they're doing, they're rewriting history. HBO has pulled Gone with the Wind. HBO has pulled Gone with the Wind because it's a racist movie. Because it talks about the southern states and what happened with the war. And Gone with the Wind is probably one of the best movies ever created. It actually has some legitimate reality in it as far as the burning of Atlanta and a lot of other things in it and what happened to the South. But they can't talk about that because it's racist. So everything becomes a racist footnote. I mean, so it's just, this is the way it goes. Now, I said all that to say this. I've got a friend of mine. His name's Pastor Chris Hodges. And he basically got slammed on social media. Now, Pastor Chris Hodges is a great friend. He is one of the nicest people I've ever met. He's a good friend of mine. I mean, he's one of those guys that, you know, if he got locked up in a jail somewhere in Mexico, which this is not going to happen to him because he wouldn't get himself in that position, he could call me, I'd go get him. He's one of those guys. He's one of those kind of friends. Now, he's been slammed on social media because he liked several posts that someone else put up. Now, he didn't make a comment on these posts now, mind you. He just gave him a thumbs up. And he got slammed to the point that he has one of the largest churches in America, got 40,000 members, and the Birmingham government has now cut partnership with the diverse megachurch because pastor liked posts from Charlie Kirk. And you know, I thought, oh my gosh, it must be something horrible that he must have liked. There must have been something horrible that he did that he liked. And it really wasn't anything horrible. I mean, he just liked a few things. And you know, what's sad about this, everybody wants to judge the guy now, and yet they're not even looking at his 30, 40 years in ministry, all the things that he's done. And one meme that was shared by Kirk featured a photo of Donald Trump standing alongside Muhammad Ali and Rosa Parks with the caption, "The racist Donald Trump in the 80s. Next to a photograph of a Democratic Governor Ralph Northam and a photo of two men wearing blackface, KKK, in 1984. The caption for the second photo was progressive left Ralph Northam in the 80s. Now, I don't even know if this is the one that Hodges liked. I don't know. But Kilsley also shared a screenshot of that post with Hodges as one of those who liked the post on social media. Another screenshot showed Hodges liking a post about former President Barack Obama playing golf beneath a quote from Michelle Obama urging people to stay home except for essential activities. Another screenshot shows Hodges liking a photo of Kirk donating blood above the sentence, "We must all do our part to defeat the China virus." All right, now, let's stop here for a second. What's wrong with any of those things as far as liking that? Now, Hodges was forced, basically, to apologize. And, you know, he didn't take a knee or anything silly like that. But he apologized for basically liking these. And now here's the thing I've got to ask you guys, because I love Pastor Chris Hodges. He's one of the finest men on the planet. I mean, the guy's amazing. He's planted like over 1,000 churches. He has churches all over the world. This guy is a champion for Christ. Why would they pick him? Well, because that very reason. Why would they center him like that? That very reason. Because they know of the influence that the man has. And the sad part about all of this stuff is, why in the world aren't we allowed to have our own opinions as pastors or laymen or anyone? I mean, if there's somebody, you know, if there's a meme out there and they're hanging somebody or whatever, I mean, you don't like stuff like that. That's awful. Okay, it's just awful. I mean, you know, or that meme of George basically, you know, getting choked to death. That's not okay. There's nothing funny about that. I mean, it's nothing. But if you just like something with Barack Obama playing golf and Michelle telling everybody to stay at home, and all of a sudden you get eviscerated for it, what the heck? Why do we have to be that judgmental? Well, here it is. They have to continue to create the paradigm shift. And if our leaders come out and they say stuff like, "Well, wait a minute, this doesn't seem quite right to me," they got to get them back in line very, very quickly. And so they're willing at that point to single them out on social media. And if they don't comply immediately, they can unleash a barrage of accusations against that person. Whether they're true or not doesn't make any difference until that person is completely and utterly destroyed as far as from a national standpoint. So then the person has to basically stand up, like Candace Owens. You know, I love this girl. I mean, she's absolutely she's got some guts. I mean, Candace Owens basically said, you know, she hammered George Floyd. And then she said, finally, she issued a retraction here today. Let me tell you what she said. She goes, "I've had time to reflect on my video about George Floyd, and you guys were right, and I was very wrong. He went to prison 9 times, not 7. I missed 2 earlier convictions for theft and drugs. But he started a new chapter with methamphetamines and fentanyl. So let's throw our hero 2 more funerals." There you go. Now, why can Candace Owens say this? Why can she say this, and it's okay? Well, because she's black. Let's just be real here. Now, I think it's wonderful that she's doing this. But she is an outspoken critic. And she doesn't back down and she doesn't apologize. She keeps going on the road. See, I mean, it's the thing that you have to do in leadership. Sometimes leadership has to make really, really, really tough decisions. Sometimes you got to throw a kid out who's 19 years old, if you're a parent, and let him figure it out on his own or on her own. Sometimes you got to say, "Hey, look," to an employee, "you know, your job is no longer available because you're doing X and X and X," or whatever the reason is, you've got to take charge and you got to terminate an employee. for various reasons. It could be legitimate. It could just be for cash flow reasons. As a leader, you've got to be willing to make a decision and stand by it. And what they do is they use the social media pressure or threat of complete and total destruction on you in order to force you to do what's right. Now, on these churches, and I'm not talking about Chris Hodges here, I'm talking about any churches, right? What happens if their pastor does something wrong, according to the media, but they've done nothing wrong, and pressure starts mounting on the church, and that board who runs the church decides to let that pastor go? Buddy, and guys, it's happened. I've seen it. Because the pastor takes a stand for right, and all of a sudden he's cut loose. I've seen it over and over again. So, I mean, why do we allow the social pressure of the world to control the outcome of our individual lives when the only person we're supposed to bow and take a knee for is Jesus Christ? Why do we allow the world to tell us what to do? Because what the world does is creates a paradigm shift. It moves us over little by little, inch by inch, inch by inch, inch by inch, inch by inch, until they get the desired outcome. This is the socialist mantra. This is the communist mantra. This is what they believe in. This is what they did to Russia, little by little by little, until they executed the Tsar and his family. Took them in the basement and killed them, shot them all with machine guns. Why? Because the people allowed it. Because the people got a little bit more brainwashed, a little bit more brainwashed, a little bit more brainwashed. This is why I mentioned yesterday. There are only 8 countries in the world left that haven't changed their form of government or been overthrown or completely changed or disappeared or whatever in the past 100 years. Because people continue to capitulate and go over to the dark side, over to the dark side, over to the dark side. And then we get fine leaders like Pastor Chris Hodges who get hammered and slammed. And it's sad to me that we, the people, have allowed this. I mean, where were the members of his congregation? But here's the thing. I'm sure that a whole bunch of people in Alabama and Birmingham supported Chris Hodges, and they weren't upset with him. But those voices are never heard because the media is controlled by the international banking cartels that controls the world that's run by Lucifer. So whenever you have a voice, a small voice, being one of the congregation in that church, they're not going to allow you to come forward and to speak. They don't give you the microphone. As a professional speaker, as a platform speaker back in the 90s, and I've done this my whole life since the 80s, you know, you learn very quickly that you don't give somebody your microphone if you're doing a seminar because you don't know what they're going to say. They could say anything. Years ago, I was doing a show. I was actually co-hosting. I wasn't co-hosting. I was sub-hosting a show for an individual. And that individual's ex-spouse sent me a letter about that individual. I'm not naming any names. And that individual who I was sub-hosting for got hammered by the spouse and got me a bunch of photographic evidence as to everything they were saying. And then that spouse calls me up that I was sub-hosting for, and she goes, "Did you get a letter from my ex?" And I said, "Yeah." And the host goes, "Well, what do you think?" I said, "You know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not involved in a marital fight or a divorce." It didn't make a difference. Immediately, I was pulled off that show and not allowed to come back on again. Why? Because they were not going to allow me the opportunity, which I would not have done, to have an open microphone and to tell the truth about this individual. Now, this is the problem that we run into when social media controls the narrative and the people, the big people like Google or whatever, they tell you what you can see and what you can't see. In other words, if someone's telling the truth, they bury it 40 pages down, and you can't get to it. Nobody goes 40 pages down. Nobody that I know of. And so all of a sudden, we didn't censor you, but I'm 40 pages down. Well, we didn't censor you, and this is what happens. So then they put all the other narratives about how bad the person is. This is how they control elections now, is through social media. And this is the point of all of this stuff, is to change the paradigm, change the paradigm, change the paradigm. Now, nationalism is bad, nationalism is bad, nationalism is bad, nationalism is bad. Now they're rewriting the entire history of the United States, including removing Gone with the Wind, which is probably one of the greatest blockbusters of all time, because they don't want to see Gone with the Wind. And see, this is the problem that you have when you allow this communist group think tank to come in and control your country, which is what we did in 1913 when we brought the Rothschild banking cartel into the United States and allowed them to put the entire country into this massive debt. Because the Bible tells us that the debtor is servant to the lender. And this is how we found ourselves now in the United States with this group of people who basically have their knee on the neck of the United States, and we are being choked to death while we on the alt media scream, "I can't breathe." It's happening to the country now, guys. It's not just about the stage psychop with George Floyd. I believe that's a stage psychop now. It's about the entire country being choked to death until the last whimper of our Constitution is choked out of us. And that's where we find ourselves. That's why we have to resist this with every ounce of strength that we still have, especially while the internet is still available and we can still tell the truth. Austin, what do you think?
Well, that was really well said. And I mean, this is exactly what they're trying to do, is they're trying to choke out the truth and the competition. It's almost ominous of what they're trying to say here with this, these face masks and these statements and everything that they're trying to do. It's almost like they're trying to show us what they're planning on in the future. And again, it's not, nobody wants to talk about the fact that YouTube and Google, exactly what Dad just said, has been censoring Dr. Judy Malkovich's video for the last, month and a half now with Plandemic. Literally can't even get the video out. Every time they even get it up on their own website, they start hacking the servers. People start hacking the servers, basically trying to remove the video off their own website. Why is this? Why is this that there's a video out there that discusses the real truth of what was done with this entire pandemic, and people saw it? A lot of people saw the first section of it. A lot of people talked about it. A lot of people reshared it. A lot of people realized, hey, I mean, it was almost every single person I talked to, you know, around here. When you brought up what was going on with the COVID, it was like, yeah, I've known a couple people that have gotten it, a couple people that have recovered. You know, majority of people that I've heard of that have actually died have all been, like, very, very old with multiple other health issues. Did they actually die from COVID, or they die from already, you know, debilitating issues that would happen before this? Remember, people die every day in the United States. Thousands of people die every single day in the United States. Thousands upon thousands for various different reasons, most of them being health reasons. It's not abnormal. It's just, it's something that's not fun. It's not cool. It's not great when people die. There's nothing fun about that. But it's just, it happens. And so they use that as an excuse to try to push the narrative. And the problem was, the narrative was following through. It was falling through the floor. Everybody started realizing what they were doing. So now they had this incident. And to me, it's interesting how you can watch their playbook, because they've done this numerous times, how they tried to promote the incident in Georgia with the two individuals, the two white guys in the truck. They basically chased down that one guy who apparently now we found out had been arrested multiple times and was on video camera allegedly doing something inside of a house as far as construction site, whatever that may be. Ended up getting shot. And so it's interesting because that started the kind of snowball of this, but it didn't get the traction that they wanted. And what's ironic about that whole incident, was that incident occurred almost 2 months beforehand, and the media never talked about it. The media never discussed it. Even though that video had already gone into police evidence, that incident did not show up in mainstream media. And then all of a sudden, those two guys finally got arrested and charges went on them, and they finally put the video all over national television now. And then it started to basically simmer up, and then they finally got the video of George Floyd. And the thing I told you guys yesterday about that, there were so much weird things about that video. Like, it was almost like the law enforcement officers were supposed to be doing that. Like, they were supposed to be choking him out on camera. I mean, what officer in their right mind would sit there with his throat on somebody's neck for 9 minutes while somebody's recording him with a camera phone and sit there and look at the guy on the camera and just sit there? I mean, who would possibly do that? You would have to be one of the biggest blithering idiot cops in the entire country. And could he have been? He possibly could have been. But now all these weird things have come out about this guy, this officer. Now you've seen his mugshot photos. Looks completely different. I mean, completely. All the facial features as far as ears and everything else are completely different from the guy in the video. Then you find out, allegedly, the officer basically had a vacation home down here in Florida, like some $500,000 vacation home, which, granted, I don't have a bit of a problem having a vacation home. But I don't know how in the world you have a home in Minneapolis and a vacation home in Florida, you know, making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year as a cop in Minneapolis. I don't know how you possibly do that, dealing with two mortgages. I mean, but granted, he may have had stuff on the side with real estate. I don't know. But there's so many holes in this thing, and none of it made any sense at all. And it reminds me eerily of the whole thing that happened in the Vegas shooting, where we had this random guy that nobody's known anything about, allegedly, you know, shoots himself in the room of the hotel. They breach the room and there's no windows blown open. And I told you guys that from the very beginning with the whole thing with Vegas. I said, what made no sense to me about this is nobody reported windows being breached before the shooting. Nobody reported crashing or explosives or demos. And they still have never explained how in the world he broke those windows out. I've been to Vegas. Every single hotel has massively thick impact windows. They do not have balconies in Vegas because they do not want people jumping off the balconies and killing themselves. It's just a fact. All the windows are designed to handle massive wind speed and debris and impact because they're out in the desert and they have storms out there. So when you're dealing with a hotel that's a high rise, that's 40 stories tall, you have glass that is impact. Now, I don't know if you've ever dealt with impact windows. I used to install impact windows and impact sliding doors when I was younger. You can literally drop them down a flight of stairs and they won't even chip. We had it happen once, accidentally. And it was like, oh man, we broke it. We picked it up. We're like, no, it didn't even scuff it. Okay, let's get it back up. That's how they handle it. So the whole story with that incident made no sense. It goes back to what we're seeing now with this. Nothing's adding up with the whole situation again. Why do you have state troopers pull up in a medic truck and load the guy up in a gurney and haul him off in 30 seconds and nobody even tries to resuscitate him or do CPR or even check vitals or put him in a C-spine holder? So make sure he's got neck damage, spinal damage. They didn't do any of that. Just roll him on a gurney and drop him in there. You have to ask yourself what the narrative is behind the scenes that they're trying to push, and this is exactly it. Now, that blithering idiot Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago, complete weirdo, I don't even know really how much to say of her, now they're saying that they basically had a meeting, and she blasted the rioters as lawless, as they're saying now that gang members have been seen walking around Chicago with AK-47s, and the city is worse than it was in 1968 after the assassination of Martin Luther King. Well, why is she telling everybody that gang members are walking around Chicago with AK-47s? Well, this is starting the narrative of disarmament in the United States of America. This is exactly where this is headed, guys. I've been saying this for months. I knew something was going to happen with this. There's been numerous shootings all over Chicago, all over L.A., New York, we've had shootings. Now, all these big, major, democratically run liberal cities are having shootings and homicides. They said L.A. now, homicide shooting rates up like 250% in the last 2 weeks. 250%. Why is that? Because of all the violence and the hatred and the animosity and everybody that's running around. Now, they have the perfect prelude to let this escalate a little bit further, and then they can come in and say, listen, these weapons have no place right now. They have to be banned. If you get caught with these weapons, you are basically going to go to jail. And that's how they'll do it first off. And then they'll come back in and say, okay, listen, this isn't working. You're not even allowed to possess these weapons. Or if you do possess them, you have to register them so we can know where they are. And again, it falls right back to the narrative they've been trying to promote. And again, I'm going to bring this up, and I've talked about this, and a lot of people have argued with me and say, oh, no, it's conspiracy theory. And I've done the research on frequency warfare. Does anybody else find it slightly ironic that 5G started to get platformed in the middle of last year, and as soon as the end of last year happened, we had trillions of dollars dumped into 5G infrastructure? And apparently, during COVID, they fast-speeded everything. And I personally have witnessed in the last 2 to 3 months here in Central Florida, 5G towers go up at an unprecedented speed, even in the rural areas. Now, I haven't had any technically by me, but there are some further down the road to the interstate and so forth. I've never seen them before. And if that means they're putting them up in little rural Auburndale and Lakeland areas, that means they're putting them up at a rapid speed in other cities. So does anybody else find it odd that we know that 5G is a frequency weapon? It's a warfare weapon. It puts out frequency that can change your mood. It puts out frequency that can disrupt your entire body. And now all of a sudden, we have all this anger, all this hatred, all this violence. And I'm not saying that's the only precipitating factor at all. I'm by no means saying that. But what I am saying is, doesn't it seem slightly coincidental that we've been talking about 5G and what it does to the body and how it causes agitation and everything it can do? Dad and I have been talking about this for like 5 years now, ever since 5G, even at its inception. And now all of a sudden, the FCC, what, a year and a half ago, fast-tracked it and said it does not matter, city, state, municipality, county, town, nothing. Nobody can restrict 5G from coming in. At a unanimous 0-5 vote, absolutely, 5G has to come in from the FCC. We see all these things happening, and now it's popping up everywhere, and all this anger and hatred and violence is starting to occur. It's almost like people inherently are bad. We're sinful creatures. There's already bad parts to us that we always have to fight. We all have to fight stuff. Some of us, we have to fight more than others. There's some individuals that don't fight that temptation or that anger, any of that. They've already gone over to the dark side, and they're already very, very bad people. There are some people out there that are like that. And it's almost like the 5G is designed to bring out whatever is the worst in people. It just appears to me like that with the frequency weapons and my research on that. So again, understand what's really going on and do your best not to get wrapped up in this, but to stand your ground and to fight your fight and to do the best you can to maintain a constitutional republic. Because I assure you, if we continue to allow this to happen and we capitulate, it's going to get worse. Now, it's not necessarily going to get better right now, depending on what's going on. We can do our best to get the truth out there. But the more people like Pelosi and Schumer and all these clowns getting down on a knee for 9 minutes with this silk scarf on from Africa that's what the African tribal leaders wore that basically sold people into slaves, I don't even understand what that was about yesterday. That was one of those bizarre things I've ever seen in my life from congressional leaders. But the more people do stuff like that, the more they're encouraging this type of behavior, the more they're giving the green light and the A-OK to keep doing this and acting the way they want to act, because nobody's condemning it. You have the mainstream media that's going out saying, well, you know, they have to do this to make change. People have to do this. No, they don't. You don't have to go riot Macy's and go riot 35th Street like they did 34th Street last night. Macy's flagship store had another, I think they said, a dozen looters break into Macy's last night, steal tens of thousands of dollars in merchandise again in New York. There's nothing positive to that. You're not producing any positive results. So again, understand what's really going on. Keep your body healthy. Keep yourself safe. Keep your family safe at all costs. And continue to speak the truth and stand up for your convictions, Dan.
You know, Austin, you're right about these people breaking into all these stores. I mean, Detroit never recovered from the riots of the 60s. All of these stores closed. And all of a sudden, they were all inside of the black communities. And all of a sudden, none of these stores were hiring anybody because they were closed up. And the poverty went up. Unemployment went up. And the black folks in Detroit got stuck in that cycle again for another 60 years. Finally, it starts opening back up again. It happens again. Now they're back in the poverty cycle again. And we cannot discount 5G. We have the technology to change people's emotional state. We have that technology. We've had it for 50, 60 years. We know how to do it without having to hardwire a brain. We've worked on that. The government has, through MKUltra, you know, for the past 60, 70 years. And so we have the technology to cause agitation on a mass level using 5G. That's a fact. It's a weapon system is what it is. It's a focusable weapon system. It can do a whole lot more than change people's framework as far as their brain. It can kill you. It can stop your heart. It can do all kinds of stuff if they focus it on somebody. It's a microwave weapon is what it is. And yet, we don't even have a choice. The federal government, the FCC, passed a law that local communities and townships and counties couldn't pass laws against 5G. that we were going to be forced to take it, whether we wanted to or not. Well, that seems like it's a bit, you know, totalitarian as far as I'm concerned. I mean, whether you like this technology or not, we're going to force you to take it. Okay, well, there you go. I mean, Switzerland's already stopped the production of 5G because they were having all kinds of health problems in Switzerland. And all of a sudden, we have all of these riots after 5G's put in. All of a sudden, after 5G, we got all this stuff happening in Wuhan. All this 5G stuff was one of the first cities in the world that was fully implemented in 5G Wuhan. And, of course, now we think we don't know what happened over there. They could have had a mass immunization program against the coronavirus. It could have caused massive shedding if they'd used a live virus compound. It could have infected a huge percentage of the population and killed millions. It could have done that. We don't know. It could have been 5G. We don't know. It could have been something they did in the laboratory over there on a scale developing a bioweapon that got loose. We don't know, because the Chinese aren't going to tell us. If they're actually involved in this or whatever, who knows? And that thing with George Floyd, to me, it reeks of a Mossad operation. Now, there, I've said that. I mean, we've got people with uniforms that are badges are ironed on. They don't have real badges on. We've got people that are videotaping it from different angles with different scenes, and other people that are videotaping it in the same scene aren't even visible in the other scenes. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, we've got a person who's at the funeral who's got a mask on and who's got a hoodie on, who from a nose standpoint and an eye standpoint looks identical to George Floyd at his own family's funeral that's raised over $10 million now to GoFundMe. What the heck is going on? Well, again, if the mainstream narrative continues to pick something like COVID virus or Trump's impeachment or, you know, the riots, and they focus on those narratives, the population is swayed in which direction they want to go. You know, it's interesting to me, too. We've got to take a look at this for just a second. I mean, look what's happened to the marriages in this country. I know Kevin told me the other day, he's a constable up in South Carolina. He said that there are so many fights now with women and husbands. I mean, when are we going to allow marriages to get back together in a loving, mutually supportive relationship? You know, now you're finding out that men basically prefer plastic sex dolls to women. I mean, this is all over Drudge all the time. And there are actually guys out there marrying their sex dolls. Now, these aren't little blow-up dolls like the people had back in the 60s and 70s. These are full-blown silicone dolls that look like they're human beings. Actually, now they talk to you and they can move and everything else. And this is where it's going, because think about it for a second. If they want to reduce the population of the planet, they're going to give men sex dolls that look like women, who talk like women, that have AI compatibility that probably, if you didn't know any better, you would think was sentient. And all of a sudden the guy has this sex doll at home who looks like the most beautiful Hollywood star who ever lived, who does everything he asks her to do, kind of like Stepford Wives. Or he has the choice of dating somebody who's had 1,000 sex partners, who's a total and complete lesbian nightmare, who basically is following in the path of Lilith, I mean, which is like a demon. And so what's happened is they're doing everything they possibly can now to destroy the nuclear family. This is all part of the plan, guys, and to reduce the population. I mean, guys aren't going to have kids with sex dolls. And you think, what the heck? And you think, now they have brothels that are opening up that are just sex doll brothels. And you're like, what? Yeah. And all of a sudden, you know, we have bestiality brothels opening up, even in Israel. No surprise there, because they have the largest population of homosexuals probably in the world, and they have 250,000 showing up for gay pride events and parades. You know, so we have all of this stuff happening globally to invert what God created. Because remember what Sabbatai Zevi said in 1666 when he came out as the quote-unquote false Messiah? He said we have to invert everything in order to resurrect and bring God back, which of course is Ein Sof, the serpent god, the Leviathan. And this is the goal they want to do. And so they're continuing, the satanic group, druidic group, is continuing to invert everything we possibly can. Western civilization is collapsing because allegations from the least credible sources of the media carry more weight than facts. Emotions have literally displaced facts as the basis for understanding. Oh, I'm mad about this, and we're going to change this. But there are no facts associated with it. Emotion routinely shouts down facts. It always has done that. And it's even become commonplace in universities, where distinguished authorities are shouted down because the emotions are running rampant with the kids. Because the facts are unacceptable to the ignorant, woke, stupid students who have been dumbed down with fluoride and vaccines. So Then you have the administrative thought police, that if you say something on campus, like, I think you're really pretty, will you go out on a date with me? Now you're a sexist pig. Now, wait a minute, I'm going to repeat that. You're at the campus of a major university, and you're 20 years old, and you're a guy, and you like girls. Oh, my God, that's racist. One Black Lives Matter lady said this week that expecting the police to come save you from rioters is racist. It's white privilege, they said. God. And so you ask this pretty girl out. You go walk up to her and say, hey, look, I saw you on campus the other day, or I think you're nice. I'd like to meet you because you seem like a nice person. You sexist pig. How dare you ask me out? I just wonder if you get a cup of coffee. You pig. I'm not going to talk to you. And you're like, oh, wow. And then you go look at your sex doll pictures. You go, well, maybe that'd be easier. Guys, it's all part of the programming. They started it with pornography. Now there's half the population of the country is addicted to porn. It's crazy what's happened with pornography in the United States because of the internet. Well, I can't say addicted to porn, or they view porn on a regular basis. And see, this is the problem that we've run into. It has all been done to us via the Frankfurt School. I mean, the university has completely abandoned the mission of searching for the truth. They become propaganda ministries, basically. They spew acids and eat away at the foundation of civilization, which is what they're intention to do through the Frankfurt School. Western civilization, basically, is looking at it this way. The best way, if you want to defend Western civilization and you want to go against what they're doing, is to stand up for the truth. But when you do that, you pretty much commit cultural suicide nowadays. I mean, think about it. Think about it for a second. When these pastors stand up for the truth, all of a sudden their board kicks them out, or their church kicks them out. So what do you do? What do you do as a pastor, or as a civic leader, or as a mayor, or as a senator, or a house representative? You go with the flow. That's what they have a tendency to do. And I'm not saying you should, but that's what they do. Because it's easier to get reelected that way. If you stand against the flow, unless you're in a really conservative county like we live in, and you've got a sheriff who says, hey, if you come into their house, we're going to shoot you dead, you know, paraphrase, all of a sudden, you know, you don't get reelected the next time you come up. Or they have the national news goes against you in Polk County, and they create so much grief about you being sheriff, they actually pick a left-wing candidate to run against you, and they make it national headlines, and they bombard the county with this stuff. Don't think that could happen? Yeah, okay. How about that governor? How about that senator over there in Alabama that Trump even stood against? Yeah. You know, I mean, if you don't want them in, they can come after you with full tilt of the media and pretty much force the people, unless they're awake, as far as from a good standpoint, they know the truth and they're walking in love with Christ, to change their minds. I mean, think about what is happening, is going on. There's a lesson, listen to this, for these warmonger neoconservatives in Washington, who all they want to have is war with Afghanistan and Iraq and everything else. Look at the extraordinary weakness that is now the core of Western civilization. Civilization that is discredited concept in every American university. It is being, again, damned by the New York Times, the 1619 Project. It's hilarious that neoconservatives proclaim a people as divided as the U.S. with the majority white population on the defensive to be an exceptional and indispensable people. This is an article from Paul Craig Roberts here. I mean, think about what is going on. The U.S. Army and armed forces, what is it now? It's a hodgepodge of weak-willed men, too much estrogen, women, lesbians, homosexuals, racist medleys, and every element that's been instructed by identity politics to hate and distrust each other. Quote Paul Craig Roberts. Armies devoid of homogeneity that gives unity that are useless. They can't combine together. You know, only a fool would put an American army or any European army against Russia or China. What would be our fate if the aggressive bombast that the neoconservatives and fellow travelers such as Leslie Cheney, they keep pumping out and watching the results in concerted Russian-Chinese action against the threat? I mean, what the heck is he? What Paul Craig Roberts is saying is, if we keep pushing war with Russia and China with this limp-wristed military that we have, we're going to be in a mess. Now, I'm not saying that all soldiers are like that. A lot of soldiers are macho guys. I know a bunch of them, and they'll fight to death for this country. But they're being forced to serve with these other people that don't care about the United States, that are more concerned about woke politics and having transgender surgery. and all the other things that's happening in the military. When you have a military fighting force, it has to have cohesiveness. That's why you have a chain of command. Now listen to me for a second, friends. You've got a general. You've got a colonel. You've got a major. You've got a captain. You've got a lieutenant. You've got a line of officers that follow the chain of command down to the enlisted ranks that go out and do all of the work as far as, you know, attacking posts or whatever, along with their lieutenants. Guys, it's so important to understand there has to be a chain of command that has consistency. We don't have that in the United States anymore. We have every special interest group fighting against the consistency and the homogeneity of the armed forces and of the United States population via nationalism. This is where we are right now. We have a divided country. It's broken up into all these factions of 50, 60, 70, whatever, different types of sexual people, different sexes. It's all so stupid. And guys, it was done on purpose. You can't have a pastor telling the truth, you get slammed. You can't have a civic leader telling the truth, you get slammed. Well, guys, guess what? They might as well keep slamming me in Austin because I don't care. I'm going to tell you guys the truth. I'm going to let you know how I feel. I'm not running for election here. I'm not trying to do a popularity contest. You know, you guys let us know that you support us because you support Health Masters and you get your multiple vitamins from us. You get your toothpaste from us. That's how we know we're on track. And if you guys choose to no longer support Health Masters or support the show, we got that. We'll move on down the road, do something else. I'll probably retire. I'll go play golf or whatever. You think I'm joking? I'm not. I'm not going to be in a situation that I'm being forced by public opinion to do something that I know is against the will of God. The will of God can never be usurped by the will of the majority. It's always the will of God is correct. And we've got to understand that. And God tells us what His will is. Read the Torah, read the Pentateuch, read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and the New Testament, and you will see what the will of God is. And you will understand who God is and what He wants us to be and believe. And we can't allow ourselves to be brought under public scrutiny for standing for the will of God and allow ourselves to change and to compromise because we stood for the word of God. Thank you guys for supporting this show. Thank you for the great emails that you sent me. Guys, I love you. I pray for you this morning. I mean that with the bottom of my heart. We've got to have more Christian leaders and more patriots that are willing to stand for the truth regardless of the social media blowback. Austin, what do you think?
That's really well said. I mean, that's everybody has to start doing that. I mean, that's why I've supported Candace Owens a lot with the stuff that she's been doing. Because
yeah, me too.
It's not popular right now to speak the truth. It's not. It's a fact. They're doing everything they can via the mainstream media. And I mean they. I mean the big boy globalist bankers that want to completely and totally overthrow the United States. Because the problem is, and if you know this, you know this, once the United States goes, so does the entire world. We're the last big boy on the block, and I'm not talking about the government or even the military. I'm talking about the patriot community. We're it. That's it. Now, there's a lot of people in the military that are hardcore patriots, and they fall in line right with us. But we're it. Once the United States goes, there is nothing left to stop a new world order. Pretty much every other country in the entire world has fallen into that. Now, Russia, I don't know about them. There's been mixed things that I've heard all the way from whether or not Putin's involved with the banking cartel or he's not. I don't know. But one thing I do know is that they're awfully close with China. And, you know, China, you already know what they are. I mean, they're a full-blown communist dictatorship. So that kind of says a lot right there. So, I mean, the United States is it. We're the last ones that can speak the truth. They can travel freely.
We're
used to be able to. Yeah. We'd be able to own pretty much any firearm we want, including legally owning machine guns with just a tax stamp. You can still do that in this country. They don't like that. There's just something about having a populace that owns fully automatic belt-fed M60s. That's just, you know, from a globalist standpoint, golly, those pesky Americans, their machine guns. What are we going to do with them? I don't know, man. We got to figure out how to break them down from the inside out and make them fight each other. Boom. There you have it. Because if we were a unified country right now, if everybody came together and said, listen, I know that majority of us, we don't always agree on everything. We're going to disagree on a lot of things. But this is America. And if you live here, you're an American. I don't care where you're from or what color skin you are. This is America. And we are going to defend this country to our last breath. if America did that and a large majority percent of us came together, the entire United States would literally be unstoppable, short of nuclear war. But I mean, as Dad and I have said before, the likelihood of that happening, I've always stood strong on this. That's why I hate all that fear-mongering when they start putting that crap out on alternative sites. Oh, we're going to go to nuclear war. United States is going to get nuked. Everybody's going to die. Listen, if they were planning on going to a full nuclear holocaust of the United States, they wouldn't be dumping trillions of dollars into 5G infrastructure all across the world, including the United
States.
That's
exactly right.
Do you understand what happens when nuclear weapons go off? All the electronics, including 5G systems, are null and void, not to mention the blast. That's stupid. And that's why Dad said for years, and I always kind of like argue with him on it some, and I'm like, nah, I don't know if they would do it. He goes, dude, they're going to try to do some type of biological or some type of pandemic. And I mean, look how quick they brought the United States to its knees with this COVID. And we've been ranting and raving about it for months. I mean, it's June 2020. This has been going on since February now. And I mean, the contradictions. I mean, when these people come out and say, hey, listen, you can't have gatherings. I saw another article on Fox the other day. They were saying in one state, they were like, listen, you can't have gatherings more than 12 people. If you have a birthday party or something like that, you cannot have more than 12 people at your house. Protests need to be less than 100 people. Wait, what? So what, all of a sudden, if you're allegedly protesting for a good cause, you're COVID-exempt, but if you're having a birthday party at your home, you can only have 12 people? I mean, that doesn't even make stupid sense. You can't even figure that out. There's no logic to that. It's void of all logic. But again, that's what they're promoting. It doesn't have to make sense. They just want people to follow it. And this is why Dad and I have said for the last couple of months, what was it? Take your vitamin C. Take your D3, which, by the way, the vitamin C, you guys voted on it. It won product of the week today, so it's going to be changing here in the very next few minutes for the vitamin C antioxidants as product of the week. You guys voted on it, like, massively higher than everything else. I was shocked. But again, that's what we keep telling everybody. If you take your vitamin C, you microdose it multiple times a day, 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams, 2 to 3 to 4 times a day, depending on your body weight. You take your D3, you keep your immune system strong, and take the iodine. Your body stays strong. And I still personally believe that the American populace, a large percentage of us, that listen to that and use their brain. Because, I mean, when we started saying that, people were like, okay. I mean, there's a reason why we had a vitamin C shortage in this country for like a month. There's a reason why you couldn't get supplements at stores. It's because everybody bought it. And I really believe that the American populace cracked down and started taking their supplements. Because I heard people that were taking vitamins, and I had people come to my office that don't even take vitamins. And they said, hey, man, I've been hearing a lot about vitamin C. I need to get some. And I'm like, how many do you want? They're like, dude, I'll take half a dozen. I'm like, whoa, okay. Look, you don't need to take vitamins. Don't care. Want vitamin C. I know it works. I'm like, well, hey, while you're at it, throw a bottle of D3 in there. Just one bottle. Just, even if you're just taking one a day at 10,000 a day, at least take that. Okay, done. A lot of people did that, and I think a lot of people's immune systems and energy and resiliency and their entire bodies were much stronger than they normally are. Not to mention, got to remember too, a lot of people started cooking their own food in their own house and stopped going out to eat and started making cleaner food and staying healthier and exercising. And so I think a lot of people were able to fight through and push through this whole COVID thing. Now, I'm not saying that it's not a real deal, because I think it was. But again, your body's designed to fight this stuff off. Your body's designed to fight off pathogens and viruses. Your body gets exposed to viruses and germs every single day. It's not a new concept. Do you think God, our creator, didn't make our bodies designed to be able to fight this stuff off? You don't need to take a jab from a hypodermic needle that's got an RNA vaccine that's designed to rewrite your DNA structure in order to make you fight off with antibodies that your body's manufactured via RNA vaccines to kill a COVID. I mean, that whole virus thing, that whole RNA vaccine, it's so creepy when you do the research on it. And you see Moderna, the company, one of the companies that got the go-ahead to get more funding, to get more research, to get more infrastructure to build the RNA vaccine. Their one research that they've done with 15 people, 3 out of the 15 had such severe side effects they had to have medical intervention. They didn't want to talk about that. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the one who brought that up. They didn't want that, never even touched mainstream news. They wouldn't even talk about it. Why? Because they didn't want people to say, golly, this has a 20% severe side effect rate. Well, gosh, if we give that the entire United States populace, which they're wanting to do with the amount of vaccines, allegedly, how many they're producing, that would mean 60-plus million people would have severe adverse side effects that warranted medical intervention. You want to talk about overrunning the entire medical system? Golly! But see, they don't want to talk about that. Why? Because they want to keep the narrative going right now, create as much civil unrest, and then... I can promise you, this COVID's not over as far as with the mainstream media and what they're pushing. There absolutely will be another round of this later on this year. They've already said that. They've already told us what they were going to do with it. Because now, they got to keep everybody off what's going on with COVID, what's going on with Moderna, what's going on with Johnson & Johnson, what's going on with Operation Warp Speed of the vaccines. All that has to completely leave mainstream media for a couple months, and they have to do the riots. And we will finish the riots eventually. The riots have been going on for decades and decades. This is not something abnormal. They will stop eventually whenever the media wants them to stop. You got to remember, majority of these riots are fueled by the media. People, when they see this on television all the time, they get mad. They see things, whether they're on the left or the right, or whether they're, you know, pro-patriots, or whether they're hardcore leftist communists or socialists. Doesn't matter. They see it on the media, and it makes you angry. It either makes you angry because you want to go support their cause and go riot, or it makes you angry because you can't stand seeing your entire country that you've loved and fought for in some cases and supported being looted and rioted. And so it makes people mad. Well, as soon as the media decides to stop reporting on this, I guarantee you I will put any amount of money on a wager. If the mainstream media completely stopped reporting on these riots, they would stop within a matter of weeks. Guarantee you they would, because they'd have zero coverage. They'd have no more coverage at all. Social media would keep it going for a little bit, and then all of a sudden it'd be like, okay, then the media would change the narrative and focus you on something else. Oh, guess what, guys? We're having COVID wrap up again. These riots, all these protests, they're just not safe to do anymore. You need to go back in your homes. You need to go back in your homes. You need to hunker down. You need to social distance at your home. You need to make sure, stay at home, stay better. Better for you right now. Guarantee you, the riots would stop and everybody would start going back home again. That's going to be the next narrative play that they're going to do. And they're doing everything they can to try to get Biden in office. Biden is senile. You can see that. I mean, I've got a background in psychology. Dad's got a massive background in as far as in nutrition and all types of other things. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to listen to Joe Biden speak to realize he's going senile. He's got full-blown dementia going on, or either he's so heavily medicated as you know where he's at. He can't even speak in complete sentences much anymore. He just rambles on, and they want him to be president. Why? Because he's going to sit there in a stupor, and they're going to run all these bills and all these orders and all this stuff through, and he's not even know where he's at. That's why they want him in there. Even Trump, even so many things that Trump has done wrong, and he's done a lot of things and capitulated, in my opinion, he still is sitting there going, yeah, everybody knows he's a nationalist. They do not want nationalism in any facet of this country. And Dad called it out perfectly yesterday. They want to come back in now after Trump's out. And any form of nationalism, any pro-nationalism, any verbiage or speech on nationalism, they want to say, listen, guys, look what happened under Trump. We had all this rioting, all this hatred, all this nationalism. Nationalism has no place in the United States. And I personally think that's exactly what they're doing with this narrative. And that is why it's more important than ever to get the truth out there right now, Dad, and make sure you stand your ground and speak your mind on topics that you're really passionate about.
Well, I mean, think about it for a second. Nationalism is what defeated the communists in Germany in 33 and in the 20s.
Yep.
It was nationalism, guys. It wasn't anything else. And they know that. That's the only time that they've ever failed. And it took the entire world to come against Germany at that point to destroy them. Now, I'm not saying what Hitler did was right. I think he did a lot of crazy crap. I think I have no love lost for Hitler. I don't care for the guy. I think he destroyed Germany utterly. And he had the doggone German youth fight to the death. But I'm just saying that was the last time that a country stood against communism to that level and exposed it, period. And, of course, they ended up with the utter destruction of Germany, the bombing of Germany into the rubble, with 10 million, 12 million dying after the war, a third of the population dying during the war, and to this day still being eviscerated by the mainstream media and the history and the public broadcast channels in Germany. It's still going on right now, by the way, and the brainwashing of the masses there. But Austin said something. He's right. They're going to release another COVID virus, and it's probably going to be worse than the first one. And it's going to probably be released in the fall, right before the election. So they can close everything down again, stop Trump's rallies, do whatever they want to do. That's what they're planning on, guys. And they're going to have another huge lockdown. It's going to all, this is how they keep the brake on for the economy and reduce demand, increase the M1, the money in circulation, and decrease the velocity of money. It's all being done to bring us into the new world order. That's what they want. So, guys, listen to me. While you can still get supplements right now, because we're not backordered any right now, you need to stock up on a vitamin C. Make sure you take your D3, K2 every day, or at least three times a day, a week, if you're going to be taking the 10,000 IU. And then vitamin C, 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams a day. Potassium iodide, 12.5 milligrams a day. And zinc, 50 milligrams a day. Multiple vitamin. And some cod liver oil. Do something really basic like that and keep your immune system really, really strong. Because, guys, we don't know what they're going to release on this next thing they're going to do, this next wave of COVID. They could release another bioweapon. Maybe they're over there right now tweaking it somewhere, trying to make it more viral, virulent, and more dangerous. Maybe they're actually going to release a real one this time. Of course, the one they released in China was real. Maybe they're going to release something like that here to do everything they possibly can. They can blame it all back on Trump again. It's Trump's fault because he didn't have proper containment procedures, blah, blah, blah. This is the goal of this, guys. This is what they want to do, discredit nationalism by discrediting Trump. This is the goal of all of these guys, to bring in communism into the United States and this new world order under Lucifer. Always remember the guys that are doing this. So stay stocked up on your supplements. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins and your supplements from us. It means the world to us. It keeps the show on the air and it supports the program. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, go ahead and finish up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely, guys. Continue to stay strong in the fight. Forward these shows. Get information out there. Even if it's other information, not from us, if it's true news, it's actually real stuff, get it out there. Try to stand up for our rights in a constitutional republic. This is mob rule. This is not how our country was founded. So again, thank you for the support of Health Masters. If you need anything, please give us a call, 1-800-726-1834. I'll have the vitamin C with antioxidants on product of the week here shortly. Thank you again. Have a blessed, safe, awesome day. Stay prepped, stay frosty, and be prepared for anything. I'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always. We'll be right back.